Okay. Well, you know, I have a lot of kids in my house and a boy, and they stink. And there's all kinds of everyday stink concerns. There's workout clothes. We got pets. There's pet orders. There's tough laundry orders from children. Sports clothes. Blah, socks. They are no match for you with OxiClean Odor Blasters. OxiClean Odor Blasters is specifically formulated to tackle the toughest odors in your home, not just cover them up. Work your magic with OxiClean Odor Blasters. Visit myoxiclean.com. Trust me, do it now. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? So I can now officially announce that Housewives is coming back, Real Housewives of Orange County, December 1st, Wednesday, December 1st. So did you watch the super tease, the trailer? What did you think? I've gotten so many messages about it. What's funny is they really, it was interesting. They really didn't show a lot of the drama. A little bit, but not much. And so I did see some comments that some people thought it was like soft. But, and I asked one of the producers about it. I'm like, gosh, why didn't you include sort of X, Y, and Z? And they go, you know what? We wanted to save it. And I'm like, okay, because the first two episodes are pretty crazy. And they really didn't show any of it. So in a way, I'm kind of happy about it because now they're saving it for the show. Because I think sometimes in the super tease or the trailer, when they give it away too much, that's not good either. So I guess you just really can't win. I don't know what to say. But, you know, I didn't like I like the way the whole cast looks in those white dresses from the opening. I think that looks great. I don't like myself in the green dress. I liked it when we did it, but I don't know that one, that picture that they chose for the poster. I don't know. My mouth looks weird. I'm holding my head at a weird angle. I don't know. I'm not a big fan, got to be honest. But I think the ones that I saw looked better. I don't know. I try not to look at pictures of myself that much. But I do think that the season is going to be quite amazing. I am excited about that. I'm curious to see how it all kind of edits together. But having been there and lived it, interesting. And I keep saying this, but I think it's a very transitional season because, look, it was a major reboot, right? They let a lot of people go. They hired a bunch of people. And, you know, they brought me back. It is a reboot. But I think when you're rebooting something, it needs a transition. It can't be like, you know, 0 to 60. So what I would say is there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of laughter. But there's also like very interesting, surprising friendships that happen along the way. And the personal stories are very good and very real and sometimes intense. And I think what I would say is that I think the audience, all of you, are going to be reinvested in everyone as individuals and in the show in general. And then the way it ends, I'm obviously not going to give anything away, but the way it ends is surprising. And I mean, unlike a season's ever ended that I've done. So I think it's going to be really fun and I'm excited for everyone to see it. So December 1st is when it comes out and I'm going to be doing a lot of press around there. And I am curious to see what everyone thinks about the trailer. So we'll put up a questions thing or a comments. What do you call that? Like a poll thing? I don't know. One of those things. And you guys can all leave your comments and I'll read them next week. How about that? We'll do that. What else did I want to tell you guys? Oh my gosh. So I'm still allergic. I bought a pair of Beats instead of the AirPods. Still incredibly allergic. And I swear to God, I was running and I bought arm weights. Can't remember the name of the company. I think it's Balo, B-A-L-O. I'll look it up. But they're these kind of stretchy wrist weights. And they're a pound each. They're so nice. Anyway, I got those and I'm doing my little run walk thing. And I see this guy, this older gentleman coming down the hill walking and he's wearing over the ear headsets, which I'm now wearing in the studio. So I don't have to put the things I'm allergic to inside my ear. But he's wearing them like on this walk and he's carrying a Discman. So if you don't know what a Discman is, it's like, it's, we started with a Walkman. You put like your cassette tape in there and then an MP3 player. And then when the disc, the CDs came out, you would have a Discman. You'd put your CD in there. It was a big, you know, like round thing. He was walking with a Discman. I mean, do they make those anymore? Is this like a vintage Discman? Is this going to be me in a month? It was so, I was like embarrassed for myself. I was, I don't know. It was a lot. So I just, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do about that. If anyone has any recommendations, that would be fantastic. I would love that. What else did I want to tell you guys? So we're coming into the holidays. How did that happen so fast? So crazy to me. I'm trying to figure out, I have most of my holiday gifts purchased. I know that sounds crazy, but I got scared when everyone was talking about it's going to, you know, that you're not going to be able to get anything. So I've pretty much purchased everything. I've kind of planned out the twins' 18th birthdays. I've done Thanksgiving. I've done, Terry and I are taking a trip to New York for press. And I'll tell you more about that when I can. And then we're taking a little family trip. And then Christmas, I mean, like I kind of have it all planned out because I want everything to be done and settled before the surgery, my foot surgery in December, which I'm looking forward to. I know I've said this, but I really am. But yesterday, I had an impromptu, I love when all my kids are together. I mean, I think as moms, we all love that, but I love when they're all together and it wasn't really planned, but I wanted to take Coco shopping yesterday. And then Kat ended up tagging along for a little while. And then Nikki was coming home from the gym. So he met us and then Max met us. It was like a whole thing. And all of a sudden it was Terry was working, but the five of us were at the mall in the food court, just hanging out. It was so nice. I know that sounds silly, but with the twins turning 18, like, and Kat's 15, they're gone. They're like everywhere with their friends and whatnot. So it's nice when you have those like normal moments. And I was sitting there in the food court, you know, looking around, and I was having like flashbacks of being there with them when they were so little and running over to the fountain and, you know, putting pennies in the fountain and just giving them lunch and waiting to find a table and going to the bookstore and all those things you do at the mall with your kids. Now I'm sitting there with, you know, two 18-year-olds and a 15-year-old, and Coco's going to be 11 in December. It's just so crazy. And it was just fun. And they opened this new place in the mall called, I think it's called Mochi Nut. I think it's a Korean place. Have you heard of this place? So it's donuts and like corn dogs on a stick and mozzarella on a stick. That's all they sell. Donuts and hot dogs on a stick and cheese on a stick. That's it. So we're sitting there and they also do this, some kind of boba. I don't know, some kind of, but it's like a coffee boba something. I don't know. I'm not really into boba, but Kat is. So anyway, so as I typically do, I'm like, let's just try it. So because they were all sitting there eating whatever. And I went over to the Mochi Nut place and I got like three different kinds of donuts. And what they look like is they look like those poppet beads that the kids used to play with that they put together, or like donut holes sort of strung together in a circle. And I got the most popular flavors of that. Got three of those, and I got the boba tea. And the way they presented it was really beautiful. They make it fresh, but it actually has like a can top, like a soda can top. I don't know how they do that, but it was very cool. And then I got red hot Cheeto hot dog on a stick. I got a original one, and I got one that was coated in ramen noodles, crunchy ramen noodles. And then, I don't know, we just tried them. It was so funny. The donuts were not my thing. I thought the hot dogs were good. I thought the crunchy ramen outside the hot dog was kind of good. I'm not really a corn dog person. I know this is weird. I don't really like breading on things. Even when I was a kid, if we got Kentucky Fried Chicken, I would pull the crispy off. I don't know. I never liked crispy on protein, but I did like the ramen noodle. That was actually kind of fabulous. And then we walked around and we went shopping a little bit and it was fun. It was a nice day. We ended up going to dinner, a few of us, not everyone. And that's it. So kind of a mellow, nice weekend. This week is a little crazy. Lots going on. I'm going up to LA. We're doing a bunch of things with the kids. I have a lot of meetings this week for shows and that kind of thing. And then next weekend, we're going to Las Vegas. I'm so excited. Is that crazy? I love Las Vegas. We're going to see a concert and we're going to check out for a few days. Terry's been working like a crazy person and he like literally just needs to check out. I know that sounds weird because when you think of Las Vegas, you think of, I don't know, staying out late and partying and doing the whole thing. But one thing I love about Las Vegas is they know how to black out a room. There is not like a speck of light that comes in. And if you know anything about us, you know we like that. So we are just going to black out the room, sleep in, we're going to shop, we're going to have meals, we're going to walk around. I always love seeing the gardens at the Bellagio, and we're seeing a fun concert. And I don't know, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be so great. And I feel like this is like our calm before the storm. Like, I feel like we get to go away for 2 days and we're taking Jet Suite X. Have you ever taken that? It's like that semi-private thing. I don't know. We're trying it, which I heard was great, but then someone told me not so much. So I'll have to give you my review on that. But the nice thing is you don't have to go to the regular airport, and the airport in Las Vegas is such a disaster. So I'm kind of excited to see what this whole situation is like. But anyway, so this is, I feel like, our moment to be alone and just have a couple of days together before the birthdays, Thanksgiving, you know, family vacation, Christmas, and all that. This is the moment. And then I get to have my foot surgery. Yay! I'm so excited. I want to do nothing for a month. I have like a little list of projects I want to get done. Like, I want to do nothing for 2 weeks to just catch up on shows. And then I want to do like those projects. Like, I need to work on the senior pages for the yearbook for Max and Nikki. I need to like all that kind of stuff. Okay. So that's what is going on with me. Again, December 1st is going to be the premiere. And yes, we are going to be talking about it, and I will give you my thoughts and my impressions. And I have a couple of fun friends to introduce you to that are going to come on and talk to me about the episodes. And it's going to be great. I'm really excited, and I can't wait to hear your feedback, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and see what you think. Today on the show, I have a guest. Kendra Wilkinson is going to be here. You probably remember her from being Hugh Hefner's girlfriend in the Playboy Mansion. She had a show called Girls Next Door. She was famously married to a famous football player, and they got divorced. She's got two kids, and she's starting a new career and putting it all on TV. Can't wait to hear all about it. So stay tuned, because Kendra Wilkinson is coming up next.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Hot flashes, irritability, intimate dryness, even unsatisfying sex. Ladies, does any of this sound familiar? If so, you're not alone. Bonafide is a women's health company dedicated to providing women with safe, non-hormonal, and clinically validated products that actually work. Bonafide provides safe and effective solutions to manage a range of menopausal, sexual health, and PMS-related symptoms. And as a woman, what I like most is that Bonafide products provide women real relief without compromise. So look, I know not everyone's into taking hormone replacement therapy and all that. And that's why I think Bonafide is such an amazing alternative, or in addition to, which is how I use their products. I think they are amazing. Ladies, do not waste another minute feeling less than your best. Give Bonafide a try today. No prescription is required. Go to hellobonafide.com and use code Heather to save 20% off. That's hellobonafide.com and use code Heather. Let's face it, many kids aren't thrilled by math until we connect it to things they already care about and enjoy. That's the magic of ID Text instructors. They make abstract concepts relatable and help students latch onto math and other STEM subjects as actual interests. Not only that, but they'll help your kids fill learning gaps, explore topics not covered in school, advance quickly, and have fun doing it. Right now, ID Tech is offering a great deal. You can get started with a one-on-one tutoring lesson for just $49 or save $150 on weekly small group seminars. ID Tech is awesome. Coco and Kat have been going to their classes for years. Their live instructors make learning fun with engaging courses in coding, design, game development, math, and so much more. They're now offering a variety of math homework help options so you and your kids can stress less and celebrate more when they ace those assignments and tests. Go to idtech.com/Heather right now and use code Heather to save $150 on weekly small group semesters. For a limited time, you can also get started with a one-on-one tutoring session for just $49. That's code Heather at idtech.com/Heather to save $150, and your child can start learning online from a live instructor right now. idtech.com/Heather.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
My next guest, I'm mildly obsessed with her after watching her new show. It's so cute. And if you don't know her, you are about to fall in love with her. She's a mom. She's a best-selling author. She is now a real estate agent and star of the new reality TV series, Kendra Sells Hollywood. Please welcome Kendra Wilkinson. How are you?
Hey, girl. How are you doing?
I'm good. Wow. I mean, like, I had no idea. I didn't know you had a new show. Of course, I know who you are and, and some of your history, which we'll dive into all of that. Yeah. But this is just so exciting.
It's beyond exciting. It's like, you know, a whole new beginning. It's one long journey since the age of 19, but this is a whole new chapter that I'm about to unfold for you and, you know, and for myself. Like, this is not just real estate. This is my new life. And, you know, it's a rebirth for me. I've spent years off camera hibernating, and now I'm back, and I'm here to, show you and break in again and say hello again to the world.
Well, it's so interesting to me. I mean, it's funny, like, not that you and I ever had the same career, but in a way sort of did the same thing. I mean, I was a scripted actress for many years, and I went away and had kids and, you know, was like literally home for a decade and then went back to work, and everything was completely different.
Right, right.
And it's just so crazy, right? It's hard to be home. It's hard to go to work. It's just all hard.
I know. I didn't even know if I could do this anymore. I didn't know if I could do this again. I was approached to do the show, and I'm like, can I even do this anymore? Like, am I like, because when you're hibernating, you're like, you kind of become a little bit introverted. Mm-hmm. And, I started reality TV at 19. It was one long party for like 14 years. And then I just kind of like went away and did a lot of healing and spent time getting to know myself rather than, you know, partying for the world. And so I'm a little bit more introverted nowadays, now that I'm coming back to the world. So that's the new thing. That's the new me that you're going to see. I mean, I'm still the person that people have gotten to know, but I'm definitely changed, and I'm a new person. Like, I just focus on being a dork mom and just selling some home.
But I get it. But I mean, I can imagine it's very difficult. I mean, look, when you started, you were 19 years old. You met Hugh Hefner. You were in that whole Playboy world, which is awesome and interesting and iconic and cool. And you know, it's funny, in the intro to the show, you talk about, I was partying and I was this and that, but that's the age. I mean, who wasn't doing that? You just got to do it in an iconic way on television.
Exactly. Exactly. That's, you know, I made my choices. Every choice I made was mine. I was very healthy minded, very happy to make my choices that I made at those times. And, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with it until the world told me there was something wrong with it. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, but that's such bullshit. That's other people's problems.
I know. I'm not going to sit around. I'm not going to sit here. And my story is mine. I'm going to, you know, tell you that I had a damn good time, and I don't regret anything. Like, I had a great time, but those days are now over. Like, the book is closed. Like, the chapter's closed. It's time to move on. I spent, you know, after the mansion days, I spent, like, years, like, raising kids. I was married. I, like, You know, so, you know, I didn't just go from the Playboy Mansion to real estate.
Right. There was a little chapter in between.
Yeah.
So I was on a show with Jenny McCarthy years ago, in the '90s when, you know, when she had just come off of Playboy and she was, you know, really became like this, you know, this major, you know, celebrity and actress, yes, and all this stuff. So that's kind of my understanding. And she always talked about it so fondly all those years. So like, I never had any kind of negative connotation. I'm sure that you.
You know, the thing about it is, Hef, you know, he would open the door to so many people. And, you know, when you do that, you're vulnerable. You're going to be vulnerable to people that are not going to like you or are going to turn on you, you know, as you and me and like, you know, being in the limelight, like, you know, we don't just have 1, 2, 3 people. We have mass people and, you know, a couple, you know, the odds of people turning on you are pretty high to us as much as it was to Hef. Hef made his choices too. And he has to, he reap what he sowed. Like, you know, like I thought I had a great time, but I can understand, you know, why I can understand the repercussion and the backlash he received, because it's, you know, he put himself out there in ways that, like, you know, that many people don't understand, I guess.
Yeah. What about your family? Cause I know when I went back to work after the kids, you know, I went into reality, which to like members of my family was the same as doing porn. I mean, honestly, like they couldn't understand it, whatever. So I can't imagine for you at that time, not just being a part of the Playboy world, but willing to put it on TV and doing Girls Next Door. What was that like? Like for you, and what was your family and friends like?
Well, to be honest with you, when I'll never forget the day we were approached to do a TV show, and I looked at everyone. I said, "I'm out of here." Hell no! I'm the one.
Really?
We were in a limo. And have said, "Oh, there's an interest in a TV show." I go, "I'm out of here." I didn't want to do. I was like, "I no way. I'm not going to be looking like some prostitute on, you know, like." I'm having a good time, but to expose that and to be labeled as something is a whole different ballgame. But I was enjoying my time, but to be like, you know, for the world to be judgmental is a whole different ballgame. And I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And so I said, the only way I will be doing this, if we don't do this, we don't do that. And it became like, freaking, you know, like it was all just like rainbows and unicorns that ended up being. And honestly, like, you know, I had my own life outside of that world too. Like I had boyfriends and I had fun. Like I didn't even, you know, that wasn't just my world at that time. I had many other worlds, you know, and it just wasn't exposed. They just captured the highlights of like, you know, what's it like living at the mansion? Oh, you know, butler service 24/7.
Right.
You know, cupcakes and unicorns.
Fancy.
Well, no, not fancy. It wasn't fancy. It was just cute and like rainbows and unicorns that it looked like. And once the cameras turned off, we all went to our own worlds. Like there was no friendships, no nothing. I'm not going to be sitting here, you know, like, we're not Spice Girls here. You know, I had my own world I was living in, and everyone had their own little worlds they were living in. It was just like some show that we did.
So you don't keep in touch with anyone?
No, I'm a mom. I'm a dork mom that just focuses on being a mom. I'm a soccer mom. I have my own mom world, and nothing from my past has anything to do with anything.
That's so interesting. No, it's interesting to me. No, I get it. Look, you're allowed to leave it in the past and move on and be who you are today. 100%.
That's like, you know, being friends with, you know, someone you just random in your fifth grade class. I mean, there's no,
that's so interesting to me. I always imagined that there would have been some kind of camaraderie because like with Housewives, you know, it's kind of like, it is like a sorority. So well, even though we don't know each other necessarily, like we know, you know, we're friendly. So then you become a stay-at-home mom, which I did too. And it's very,
No. I worked extremely hard from sunup to sundown on my TV shows. I had many TV shows. I was traveling the world. I woke up at 3 a.m. hustling my ass. I'd never stopped working, ever. I worked from the age of 16 till now. I am like, and I had this 3 week, this 3 year period of time off. And that was the only time off.
So how was that for you? How hard was that for you to take a few years off?
I went through a depression, major depression. Yeah.
So you got divorced.
Yeah.
And you say you hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Yep. I did.
How hard was that with the kids at home and trying to maintain things for them?
Well, they were my heartbeat. They were the reason my heart was beating. Everything else was gone, done, cold, dark.
And how did you get out of it?
I pulled myself up. No one was coming for me. Not one person came for me, but me.
Yeah, it's got to be very scary to be a single parent and realize it's all about you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're the only one that's going to save you.
Yeah. Crazy.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
As I've gotten older, so much of life gets better. I'm more confident about myself and my work. I'm a better mother. I'm a better partner, better friend. The only thing is I miss that thick hair, that thick, soft, shiny hair I had back in my 20s. And I mean, that's pretty common. 40% of women see significant hair loss by 50. Luckily, there's a way to restore your hair to its former glory. Meet Root Source by Pros. Hair supplements made with ingredients that are natural, safe, and shown effective because they're customized to you. Pros specializes in custom hair care, and now they also make custom hair supplements that help reduce excessive shedding and spark fuller, thicker hair growth in just 2 capsules a day. Through an online consultation, Pros customizes your supplements to address all the factors that could be triggering your hair issues, like age, hormonal changes, stress levels, diet, and more. Pros supplements use natural, clean, safe ingredients, not drugs or hormone disruptors. All formulas are toxicologist approved, gluten-free, and vegan. And they really work. In a scientific study, over 90% of women taking Pros hair supplements saw less shedding, more growth, and improved overall appearance in just 90 days. Try your own custom hair supplements and you'll get 15% off. Get yours at pros.com/Heather. That's PROSE.com/Heather for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off custom hair supplements. Okay. Well, you know, I have a lot of kids in my house and a boy and they stink. And there's all kinds of everyday stink concerns. There's workout clothes. We got pets. There's pet orders. There's tough laundry orders from children. Sports clothes. Blah, socks. They are no match for you with OxiClean Odor Blasters. OxiClean Odor Blasters is specifically formulated to tackle the toughest odors in your home, not just cover them up. Work your magic with OxiClean Odor Blasters. Visit myoxiclean.com. Trust me, do it now.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
And so how do you go from you? I mean, you've done so many successful shows. Why then transfer into real estate? Why not do whatever the next show is? I mean, aside from real estate.
Well, I actually chose real estate being a normal person with no shows on. No, Hollywood didn't know I was choosing real estate. So I chose it because I needed a job, an actual job. And then the show approached me with interest. And I said yes, because I actually love doing TV. So I'm like, as a single mom with no one helping me, I have no one to rely on. What single mom wouldn't take a show and real estate? And I mean, I'm doing the best I can here, doing the best I can.
Yeah, I think what's really amazing about the show is you're just very authentic. And I always say about reality TV,
this is real. Yeah. Like this isn't BS. This isn't some like, you know, real estate, like, oh, I'm so cool, I'm driving a Ferrari. This is a single mom, like real estate, like starting from scratch story here.
Yeah, like, I love watching you in your closet trying on clothes to figure out like what the outfit is with your girlfriend on FaceTime. And it's just, I felt like I was your friend hanging out with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Well, that's the point. Like I carry myself real, and that's why I'm still here.
Yeah. People, so the, people, so people your like, first day didn't go great. Tell me about that. What kind of pressure was that like?
Day,
I was
like, it was so my first week and month. Oh my
I
God.
Know. I was so nervous for you walking in everywhere.
It was, it's still very hard. You know, I'm breaking, this is all new, all of it. So I'm learning real estate every single day, something new, and everything is just like, you know, brand new. And when it's new and you're a rookie at something, it's going to be challenging. You're going to face, and I'm not just some perfect celebrity. I'm a real person who's entering something new and creating a new life. So this is real.
How excited were you when you passed the real estate test?
It's the best day of my life. It was gave me hope that I could, that, you know, it there's, it's worth to, it's worth it. It's worth everything I chose to life and it was worth it. It was my reward for choosing to keep going.
How hard was it to have your kids be a part of the show? What kind of decision was that? I mean, was it an immediate yes, or did you have to think about that?
No, it was fine. Like, you know, they're not really, it's not really about them. They're just in and out. You get to see me being a mom. I mean, it is part of my life.
Yeah. No, I know. It's just that obviously, you know, my kids are on our show too. And it's, you know, yeah. Even when I talk about them on my podcast, like I have to be really careful. Like,
this is about, look, at the end of the day, this is about real estate. Like I'm here, my career is real estate. And so, you know, that's what is most important to me is to really get this job under my belt here. Hollywood and TV is just there to capture things, but I'm really doing this real estate business. And, you know, I'm taking a meeting, like I got asked to go to a meeting about, you know, learning Zillow things to Zillow today, you know, with a guy that's not on camera. Like I'm actually doing the job. So like Hollywood's just like Hollywood.
So it's fascinating to me how fascinated everyone is with real estate. I mean, there's a lot of incredibly successful shows about this, and I think yours is very different. I really love it. I mean, I think you're so likable, and it's fun to
watch.
This is
a real, you know, journey. This isn't like, oh, like let's look. You know, you see the most beautiful homes on my show. You're getting everything. You're getting to see like gorgeous mansions on my show, but the main story is, you know, how I'm doing it, how I'm breaking through walls and getting on my feet again.
Yeah, you got very emotional when you saw your name on the office cubicle. Tell me about that.
Well, it just represents that my name on that cubicle represented a new, just a whole new life, a whole new experience, and you know, I'm kind of over that last experience of life. I'm over the, you know, this, it just represented to me, like it's everything symbolic. I'm very deep symbolic. It was a very emotional moment because it just represented like a new experience that I'm about to start and a new life. And there's hope. It all, like, I'm very, very deep into that stuff.
Do you feel like it's difficult for you that you're constantly pushing against the past from other people, not from yourself, clearly, but from other people?
Oh yeah, I'm over the past. The people are so annoying with it. It's so annoying.
Well, you know what? I have friends like this in real life who have pasts. We all have a past.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all allowed to grow up and, you know, have new chapters in our life and
well, it's not even the media. That's not the problem. It's like inner circle. It's like the people, like, oh, so, you know, it's like, I've already explained enough for the last 14 years. There's enough information out there just to do your own. And then just, I'm a new person today and I deserve, like you just said, I deserve to live my life how I choose to live. And I deserve to tell you who I am versus you tell me who I am.
Oh, I love that. I think that's great. And what a great example you're setting for your kids.
That's right. That's right. You know, it doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I don't love sex. But it just means that this is the time where I'm grabbing life by the balls. I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm not going to let, you know, anyone else tell me who I am. So.
And I actually really like your selling style too. I got to tell you, because No, it's true. I love real estate. And we've moved, I mean, literally like 18 times since we've been together 25 years. And we've built a bunch of houses and renovated and all that. Yeah. So I love, love, love real estate. But it's funny, most real estate agents are very like buttoned up and they, yeah. and it's all like there's euphemisms for everything. It's, you know, they yeah. try to make everything sound great. You're just so honest and it's cool. I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love, like, I'm with, you know, I'm learning from like, you know, just like real people, you know, real people. And it's so fun for me, you know, it's, that's what I want.
Well, I think that's how you set yourself apart. If you're, you know, you can't be a cookie cutter exactly like everyone else, or else why? They already have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so very, very thankful that, you know, and supporting, I have to tell you, like, I've been thinking a lot about this today. Supporting like my show and watching my show isn't just, it's not just supporting me as a single mom. Like there's many ways to support. I'm a single mom and I definitely need the support. It's not only just supporting me, it's supporting hundreds of people that worked on this show. It's supporting their families. Like it's helping and it in so many ways, like, and it's so important to understand that so many people were involved in making the show. Whether it was Douglas Elliman and I'm telling you, that's the classiest real estate company in the world. Like I couldn't be happier with being with them. Like they are training me. They have the best training. Oh my God. They are just the best. And I'm just in awe over these, like the best, Ernie Carswell, Elise Simonson, like they're just like amazing to me. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. And, you know, just the real agents around that are willing to help and show me and guide me. And, it's just, you know, and then the production team and their families and how hard they're working on this. Like there's so many people that you would be supporting if you just watched my show and just, and it's just such a beautiful thing.
You really light up when you talk about real estate. It's nice. It's really nice to see. Do you feel like that this is your calling?
Oh yeah, no, this is my calling. And not only, I mean, this isn't just going to be about real estate. It's real estate. And this is what I'm so passionate about, but it's also about giving back as well. Like I want to along the way, figure out ways and, you know, I want to start a nonprofit. I want to do more. I want to inspire. I want to push for a better world too.
I think that's fantastic. I love it. Was it hard to film during the pandemic? Were you guys filming?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it was like right at the end of the pandemic, but, no, everything, and it was pretty smooth. Everything just worked. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So what I know from being down in Orange County, you know, there's a couple of big agents that are, you know, the top people here. It's very competitive because,
it is competitive.
You know, right. Because those
all
big
it takes is leave. All it takes is a few people to want to, I mean, it's a mix between support and trust and knowledge. But the main thing is support. Who's going to support you? I mean, because I'm with the top agents in the world, and you know, there's no way, like, and those are my partners. There's no way I'm going to fail real estate with who I'm with. And, you know, it's just about support at the end of the day. And, you know, single moms, like this is a good business for single moms and, you know, so it's a way to support each other and really, so all it takes is, you know, just a couple people to trust me and then I'm, you know, it's a good,
then you're in.
Good day.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
My son, Dickie, is always looking for cool looking workout clothes that actually do what they're supposed to do and look cool. So I gave him some clothes from 10,000. I gave Nikki the 7-inch interval shorts and this really cool hoodie, and he was obsessed. The interval shorts are lightweight and very versatile, and they're great for everything from like high intensity interval training workouts, spinning, runs, going to the gym, lifting weights. They have great features like a no bounce foam pocket, permanent anti-odor treatment, and premium anti-chafe liners. Nikki absolutely loved these shorts. I ended up buying him more pairs and he loved the hoodie. Soft, cute, fit great, wash really well. 10,000 gear is a really great gift for any guy in your life, significant other, your brother, your dad. And they have gear for all types of workouts, from running to heavy lifting to gym days to boxing. And their gear is customizable with inseam lengths from 5, 7, 9 inch, all kinds of colors. And you could choose to add a built-in liner. They have free shipping and free returns on every order. 10,000 is a direct-to-consumer company, no middleman. So you get premium fabrics, trims, and techniques that other brands simply can't afford. These fabrics really feel very luxe and high quality. 10,000 is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code Heather to receive 15% off your purchase. Okay, that's 10,000.cc and enter code Heather.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
You say a lot that you're trying to prove everyone wrong. So who is everyone and why is it important for you to prove them wrong?
Everyone in my head. Myself. It's myself. No one really cares as much as you think they do, but it's more about myself and my confidence. So I just want to be able to prove to myself that I can do it. And I passed that test, round one, and I'm so proud, but now it's time to actually keep going and start this business. And I want to be more than just, a celebrity or I want to do big things here. And I want to try to break down walls and that's it.
That's awesome. So what's up for you next?
Oh, I'm just really focused on real estate. I really am. Like, I have a couple clients that I'm meeting and just real moms, like moms who might use me to sell their properties. And it's really exciting, really exciting time.
I love it. Well, I am thrilled for you and I wish you all the success in the world. I don't think you need it because I think you're on the right path. Tell everyone how to find you and how to find the show.
Okay. You watch Discovery Plus, Kendra Sells Hollywood, coming out on Wednesday, the 17th. So make sure to download Discovery Plus and watch my show. And you can follow along on my Twitter at Kendra Wilkinson and my Instagram at Kendra Wilkinson. Awesome. And I will be engaging and it's just welcome to the start of my new journey.
Yes. It's awesome. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. And if you need a real estate agent, I'm here.
Okay. Never know. Chateau Dubrow. Thanks so much, Kendra.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I so appreciate it. And don't forget to go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and say what you love about Heather Dubrow's World. And stay tuned because The Real Housewives of Orange County coming back Wednesday, December 1st. Thank you guys so much. Allie Webb is on the show tomorrow. You guys always love when she's on and I adore her. And we have so much to talk about. So I can't wait for that. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week.
Hey guys, this is Kale Lowry.
And this is V Rivera.
We're the hosts of
Baby Mama's No Drama.
Every Tuesday, we talk about parenting, co-parenting, lifestyle, and sex.
Pop culture, current events, and pretty much all the things you want in one podcast.
So download and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Listen to us every Tuesday and join us with all the tea.
Hold up.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.